Jeff Campbell was born in New York, but his family moved to Arizona when he was a teenager. That's where he learned to fly.
My father pushed, in a good way, to succeed at different things, and one was pushed me to get my pilot's license. He had to put some money aside to do that.
Jeff went to college and wanted to become a Navy pilot. There was a problem, however.
Unfortunately, my vision is not 20/20. All the military services required 20/20 vision, uncorrected, to fly.
But Jeff learned a little more about the cockpit team for tactical fighters.
There is a member of the air crew, a naval flight officer. Although you don't get to be the pilot, you work the weapon system, the radar, deploy missiles. You also do the navigation and communications. A lot of people have seen the movie Top Gun, and that's the aircraft that I used to fly in the F-14. From 82 to 93.
And that's when his health issues began to appear.
I started to decline physically, the shortness of breath, and just not being able to do the things that I normally could do. And I was writing it off to age. I just thought, you're getting older, getting out of shape. Certainly there was probably some of that, but it was being accelerated. I went from being able to jog to I could only walk. And no matter how hard I was trying to get back in shape, I continued to decline.
Jeff's wife, Lori, is an active-duty Navy officer, a Stanford-trained engineer in what used to be called the Seabees, or construction battalions. Jeff has moved with Lori on her frequent postings, which brought the couple to Jacksonville. A few years ago, Jeff was working out at the NAS Jacksonville gym and almost passed out.
They took me over to the emergency room, couldn't really identify anything until they put me under a stress test. Once they did that, they saw the EKG, they saw the spikes, they saw basically my heart was not firing properly. And ultimately, it was blockages, they were blood clots that had migrated into my pulmonary artery and into my lungs.
Doctors inserted a metal filter in the return vein to his heart to guard against a clot in his legs traveling there. No one knows for certain what has caused the clotting.
It is often associated with aviation as pressure differentials, varying your altitudes, especially in such a dynamic environment.
But Jeff has seen an immediate improvement in his health, his energy, and his stamina. Now he's on to whatever's next.
My wife has already got some plans for me. She's done triathlons all the way up to the Ironman level and has done very well. She's an impressive woman. Still quite a ways down the road. I'm still recovering. Pretty much all I'm doing these days is walking until the heart shrinks down a little bit more.
And he's deciding what opportunities he has for work. As with his health, there are hopes, but no guarantees.
That's been a challenge. Any military spouse, and it's typically the wife, there's more and more of us guys coming along now because the ladies are stepping up into careers in the military. It is a challenge for many of us to try to hold any kind of steady career. And wherever you relocate to, in some cases, you have to start all over again.
Since this interview was first broadcast 2 years ago, Jeff's wife, Lori, has been reassigned to the Naval Construction Battalion Center in Gulfport, Mississippi. Jeff's health is steadily improving, but he's not yet found a job at his family's new post. This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.